9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hard as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Never meant that much to me. And how do I find that old familiar feeling? The one that carried me so many years ago. When fun was dominoes and 7-Up and Seagram's. Well, things were simple.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My neti bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed from misdemeanors, dreamer, held back, sacks, Loki still a dinner. And I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stockbroker when a solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict, Rossi, avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of a preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
We welcome you back to Riders Field alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley. Luke Maley here with you. It is Bluey night here at the ballpark, and it's draft day here in Dallas, Texas. The Rough Riders finishing up a six-game set with the Royals affiliate, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Game number 87 of the year, game six in the final game of this six-game set before the Riders hit the All-Star break and have a couple of days off before hitting the road to head to Wichita. And we'll take a look at the pitching matchup today. It's a pair pretty good arms, a top prospect in the Royals organization, a left-hander, the 28th-ranked Kansas City Royals prospect, Tyson Guerrero, who is 1-5 with a 5.73 ERA across 15 appearances, 13 of those being starts. The 25-year-old originally from Centralia, Washington, played his college ball, or at least the back half of his college baseball at Washington, was a Husky there before being selected by the Royals in the 12th round of the 2021 MLB draft. He set career bests last year in 2023 in ERA with a 3.97 innings pitched, going more than 95, and in strikeouts with 121. He got promoted at the end of the year to Northwest Arkansas, and things weren't as smooth for him at the AA level, going 1-2 with a 6.55 ERA in three starts at this level. He's made two starts this month, totaling just seven innings pitched, so they've been short outings for him, 1-3 and 1-4 inning outing, going 0-1 with a 6.43 ERA. He faces a Rough Riders offense that has been boom or bust in this series, but as of late, it's been boom. They're coming off of a 9-run performance, but that didn't get the job done for the Rough Riders as they gave up multi-digit runs. 10 runs for the first time in 44 games, dropping that one. They go for the series evener tonight. With a win tonight, they'll split the series 3 games apiece. And on the hill for the Riders is the Major League rehabber. The reigning World Series champion Dane Dunning takes the hill. He's 4-7 with a 4.71 ERA across 15 games, 12 of those being starts at the Major League level this year. The 29-year-old from Orange Park, Florida, played his college baseball at Florida before being a first-round selection, number 29 overall, to the Nationals in 2016. He debuted in 2020 with the White Sox, where he went 2-0 with a 3.97 ERA in his rookie year, and then ultimately acquired by the Rangers via a trade. We'll talk more about that as the night goes on, but it's Dane Dunning, the rehabber, getting the ball for the Rough Riders as they look to even the series and split it at 3 games apiece. We'll step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, you'll get part two of a two-part interview with Rough Riders manager Carlos Cardoza.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Yesterday, you got part one of a two-part interview with Frisco manager Carlos Cardoza. Let's go ahead and dive into part two right now. Chatting with Rough Riders manager Carlos Cardoza here on the pregame show. Carlos, you guys have had some newcomers, one of those being Alejandro Osuna, and he has been awesome at the top of the card for you guys. Talk to me about him. You watch him in batting practice, and there's a ton of different things going on. He seems very committed to working on specific things.
Yeah, I think that's that specificity you talk about is an indicator of, you know, just maturity, and you know, knowing thyself as a hitter, which is probably, you know, a very important, if not the most important thing, you know, you can do as a hitter and have in your career. But yeah, he's very intentional and purposeful in his work, and I think it's not a surprise. That's why he continually gets better and continues to, you know, exceeds expectations, everyone but his own and everyone but his teammates that know, you know, how good he is and how he prepares. And, you know, obviously we see the sky's the limit for that kid.
Carlos, you look back on the first half of the year. You guys finished with the best record in AA through that first half. And you guys had a pretty fun celebration with a full series left to play here at Riders Field, clinching the first half. So postseason bound. Here in the second half, what's been the message to the team, knowing you already have a playoff spot locked up, but playing loose, still got to focus on playing good baseball?
Yeah, Josh Bonifay, our farm director, was around a couple days, you know, after we clinched, and he spoke to the group. You know, we set our piece as a staff and as a team. But really, Luke, like, you know, the team's had good success, but there's bigger goals ahead for us as a team. And, you know, quite frankly, this line of work is so competitive and it's so hard that we're really focused on – the focus hasn't changed. It's trying to go out and win each and every day, win in our preparation, win the game that night. But we're really focused on things that we can improve, things that we can improve individually and, you know, continue to showcase a good brand of baseball as a team. So, yeah, the playoffs, we clinched, but that's far ways ahead. And we're more concerned about the things we needed to improve, things we need to do to continue to improve on a daily basis.
I love it. You look ahead. The All-Star break is just around the corner. A couple of games left here in this series, and then it's off, and the guys get a reset button. What do you feel like as a manager that does for your players, being able to just take a break from baseball for a minute, flush the mind, and almost restart your year coming back out of the break?
Yeah, I think it's good. I think these guys have earned a little bit of time off and able to get away. And, you know, some guys are going home. Some guys are staying around here, visiting family, visiting friends. You know, and I think it's a much well-deserved time off and time away and time to kind of reboot the engines like you alluded to. So I'm glad that they get to do that. And I'll miss them in the next couple of days, but we'll see plenty more of each other once we get back from the break.
Certainly so. There's a lot left in the year, and you mentioned the high aspirations. Talk to me a little bit about, for you personally, what this All-Star break is going to look like.
Oh, man, I have a plane ticket to head to Arizona on Monday morning, and I'm looking forward to seeing my girls. My daughter turns a year in a month, so I'm just going to spend a lot of family time.
Awesome. That's Carlos Godoza here on the pregame show. Carlos, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Luke. Thanks for having me.
We'll step aside on the Riders pregame show. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, we'll get you the starting lineups for the series finale against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field, just a couple of minutes away from first pitch. We'll get you set for that first pitch. It's a fun night here at the ballpark. Bluey night here. And around baseball in general, it's draft night. The Kansas City Royals will select number 6 overall, the reigning world champion. Texas Rangers will select number 30 tonight. Should be a lot of fun. We'll keep you updated throughout the night on that. But let's get you set for first pitch. First with the lineup for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. It is Javier Vaz leading things off and back at second base. Behind him is the left fielder Peyton Wilson. Gavin Cross, after departing for a couple of days, to head to the Futures game is back in center field and batting third. Batting fourth is the designated hitter, Luke Atresh. Behind him is the third baseman, Josh Lester. Batting sixth is the first baseman, Dylan Shrum, followed by the catcher, Kale Emshoff, who bats seventh. Batting eighth is the right fielder, River Town. Sheriffin Newton will play shortstop and round things out for the Naturals. Again, for Northwest Arkansas, it is Baz Wilson-Cross, Tresh, Lester, Shrum, Emshoff, Town, and Newton. On the other side, for the Rough Riders, going for the series split tonight, it is Caber Rodriguez at the top of the card and playing second base. Liam Hicks will bat second. He's the designated hitter. The third baseman, Cody Freeman, bats third, followed by the cleanup man and right fielder, Alejandro Osuna. Batting fifth is the shortstop, Maximo Acosta. The first baseman, Josh Hatcher, will bat sixth. Batting seventh against the left-handed pitcher in Guerrero, Cooper Johnson. He does the catching tonight. The left fielder, Heysel Cepeda, bats eighth, and rounding things out for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders is the center fielder, Daniel Mateo. Again for Frisco, it is Rodriguez, Hicks, Freeman, Osuna, Acosta, Hatcher, Johnson, Cepeda, and Mateo. Should be a lot of fun. Mentioned the left-hander on the hill, the Royals' number 28-ranked prospect, Tyson Guerrero, gets the ball against that Rough Riders lineup. And taking the hill to get things going tonight will be the Major League rehabber and reigning World Series champion, Dane Dunning, getting the ball for the Riders. We'll step aside for the national anthem here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, Zach Bigley will join us and take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
And he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome into Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders today turn to a Major League rehabber. It's World Series champion Dane Dunning on the mound for this series finale against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you as Dunning becomes the second rehabber for the Rough Riders this week, joining Tyler Malley earlier in this series. The Rough Riders hoping for a good two-inning start out of Dunning today, who dealt with some right shoulder discomfort earlier in the year and was placed on the injured list. He's trying to work his way back
for the second half of the season in the big leagues, with the All-Star break commencing tomorrow. Dunning will face Javier Vaz to start it off, then Peyton Wilson and Gavin Cross in the top third of the order for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, as the Rough Riders hope for a win today in a series split, if they're able to complete that. Vaz, the second baseman, 7-for-20 in the series. He stands in from the left side against the right-handed throwing Dunning, who's pitching in the minor leagues for the first time since 2018. And the first offering, we're underway with a 91-mile-an-hour pitch that misses low. It's one ball and no strikes, and underway just a minute tardy at 6:06 on this Sunday evening. It's a warm one, that's for sure, the 1-0. And that's on the outside corner for a strike. It's quickly 1-1. 97 degrees, our first pitch temperature, with 100 degrees, feels like, I should say. The pitch is cut on and missed. There's a sinker on the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Dunning has one of the biggest arsenals you'll find in Major League Baseball. He throws seven different pitches, though mostly six, he offers. And it's popped up into shallow center field. Osuna jogging in, or that's actually Daniel Mateo out there today. He makes the catch. Mateo puts away the first out for Vaz, and Peyton Wilson makes his way to the plate. Dunning mostly goes with a sinker and a slider to right-handed batters. He'll mix a cutter and a changeup in to lefties, and then also throws a knuckle curveball, a four-seamer, and has thrown one forkball this year as well. It's a pitch he came up with in spring training to add to his arsenal. First pitch to Wilson is fouled away to the left side, and it's 0-1. Just underway, top of the first inning, no score. Dunning had a great season last year, filling in the starting rotation and coming out of the bullpen for the Rangers. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front there on the curve. No balls and two strikes on Wilson. A season ago, a 3.70 ERA. The pitch fouled back, and it's still 0-2. That ERA has jumped up a run this year to 4.71, but he's still been a very important part of this rotation and bullpen for the Rangers, hoping to get back up to Arlington. He deals home the 0-2. Ground ball up the middle, Acosta to his left field, and then it pops out of his glove in shallow center, and Wilson's aboard. Acosta ranged to his left and got in front of it and would have had a chance to throw out Wilson if he fielded it cleanly. But it popped in and out of his glove, so Wilson is aboard, and they give him a base hit. An infield single for Wilson. Gavin Cross stands in now, the left-handed batting center fielder who was a part of the Futures game yesterday. Now back with the Naturals. Offering in over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-1. There with the cutting fastball. Cross 4-for-11 in the series with a couple doubles. Dunning offers in. Fly down to left field, hit well. Cepeda back just shy of the warning track. He's under it and makes the catch. Two away with two down in the first inning with a runner at first, and here's Luca Trash. Let's introduce you to the Riders' defense behind Dane Dunning today. It's Jesus Cepeda in left, Daniel Mateo in center, and Alejandro Osuna in right field. Cody Freeman has third, Max Acosta the shortstop, Gabriel Rodriguez at second, Josh Hatcher at first, and Cooper Johnson does the catching today for Dunning. He's ready, and he brings it before that a throw over to first, not in time. Dunning, a ground ball style pitcher. What he does better than almost everybody in Major League Baseball is release the ball as close to the plate as possible. He has great extension. The offering in. Swinging a line drive to third, and Freeman spears it out of the air, tumbling to his right, able to make the catch. Cody Freeman with a fantastic grab, and it ends things here in the top of the first inning. No score to the bottom of the first in the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469 469- 844-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
On a beautiful Sunday, the Rough Riders finishing out their series against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Happy to have you along on this Sunday evening. It's the left-hander Tyson Guerrero, the number 28 prospect in the Royals organization, taking the mound against Kaber Rodriguez. First pitch home from Guerrero. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. There's probably nobody in this Rough Riders lineup that wanted another shot here in this series finale outside of Kaber Rodriguez. Tough day for him yesterday at the plate, going 0-5 with a couple strikeouts. There's the wind in the 0-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. It's 0-2 quickly on him. And then in addition to that, he committed an error in the ninth inning that allowed two unearned runs to come into score. And it ended up being a one-run loss for the Riders. 0-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball away. Guerrero strikes out Rodriguez on three pitches. One out here in the first, and Liam Hicks bats. Guerrero goes to the fastball, curveball, slider, changeup combination. The left-hander will be in the mid-90s with his fastball. A big-time strikeout pitcher. He looks in for his sign, he's got it, and he deals home. Curveball outside, one ball and no strikes. Struck out over 100 batters last year, averaging over 11 strikeouts per nine. He rocks into his wind in the 1-0. It's on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. And then, so far this season, he has whiffed 71 over just over 60 innings. The offering in. Line drive into right field. A base hit on one hop. Liam Hicks singling to right. And Cody Freeman makes his way to the plate. No score in the bottom of the first inning. Well, for those of you who are following the Major League Baseball draft, we have our first pick. And it's Travis Bazzana, who is selected by the Cleveland Guardians first overall. So congratulations to both Cleveland and Travis Bazzana. The Cincinnati Reds have the next pick. They'll probably go Charlie Condon. At least that's what the pundits are saying. So one out runner at first, and here's Cody Freeman. The offering home. That's inside, one ball and no strikes. Just want to say on Bluey Day, it's pretty fitting an Australian player got picked first. That's kind of fun. Bluey is on hand tonight here in Frisco. There's the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. That's the curve, and it's 1-1. Down in Bull Moose Saloon, the line was wild pregame to get their picture with Bluey. And I saw Luke in there in that line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got to get a picture with Bluey. 1-1 offering. Rides high and inside. It's two balls and one strike.
Bluey is a fan favorite in my household, and it's not my wife or myself. It's our five-month-old puppy that loves to watch Bluey.
Young Chesney. 2-1, swing and a miss. Freeman behind on it, and it's 2-2. Chesney and I have a lot in common. Bluey's great.
Bluey is pretty interesting. I'm not one to go for more, like, kids show these days, but I catch myself kind of locking in alongside Chesney.
2-2 on Freeman. Offering it. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball down and in. Freeman down on strikes. It's the second K for Guerrero. Two down. Runner at first. Here's Alejandro Osuna, usually occupying the leadoff spot, but with a left-hander on the hill. Slotted down at the four spot. Josh Hatcher, Aaron Zavala, and Bimelec Ortiz getting the day off. Hicks leads from first with two down and the offering in. Curveball at the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. Guerrero has only allowed 3 runs in the first inning this season. Riders are one of the best offensive teams in the Texas League in the first inning. 0-1. Soft ground ball to the right side. Vaz comes up, picks it, throws him out. So it's a scoreless inning for Tyson Guerrero. No runs, a hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We go into the second. The Rough Riders and the Naturals in action. And there's no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We're at the top of the second inning, and Dane Dunning back on the hill, making his second and most likely final rehab inning appearance today. Josh Lester leading it off, then Dylan Trum and Kale Emshaw. It's 5-6-7 in the order. MLB draft still going on, and a surprise, Chase Burns, the top pitching prospect, goes number 2 to the Reds. The pitch. Lester takes a strike at the bottom of the zone. It went off of Cooper Johnson's glove and back behind home. 0-1 on Lester, who has a homer, went 5-for-16 in this series so far, a couple doubles. Here's the wind, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Went with the cutter. 0-2. A lot of people are expecting Charlie Condon to go second overall after Bizzano was picked first overall, but Burns gets selected.
Yeah, Burns is also a really good pick, just valuing pitching versus a college bat, but that college bat is going to be a steal for someone.
0-2 is up and in.
If you consider pick 3 or beyond a steal, but everyone kind of had him slated going either 1 or 2.
There's the 1-2 offering. Chopped over to second, and Rodriguez knocks it down, bare hands it off the ground, and throws him out at first, one away. Dylan Trum, the first baseman, bats now. No score in the top of the second. The Rockies are on the clock now. The Rangers don't have a pick until number 30 in the first round, and they're okay with that after winning the World Series.
Yeah, it doesn't make draft night the most exciting thing, but when you're picking that low, you did something right.
Yeah, the offering is up and in. It's 1-0. It's kind of nice not to have a top 5 or top 6 pick anymore if you're the Rangers.
It certainly is.
Trum, the right-handed batter, Dunning kicks. That's hit off the fist out toward short. Acosta has got it at shortstop and throws him out at first. So there are 2 up, 2 down on a couple groundouts. That's what Dunning does so well. Kale Emshoff bats now.
47% ground ball rate for Dunning. He is just cruising through the first five outs that he has recorded. Just one infield single. Emshoff just one hit in this series. It was a solo homer. The catcher today, first pitch outside. Missing with a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Dunning rocks and fires home. Lined out at the left field, Cepeda right in his tracks. Makes the catch head high, sign retired. So it's a successful two innings of work for Dane Dunning in his rehab start. And the Rough Riders and Naturals are still scoreless to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Max Acosta starts it off for the Riders in the second inning. It's Acosta to be followed by Josh Hatcher and Cooper Johnson. No score between the Riders and the Naturals. Tyson Guerrero struck out a pair in a 12-pitch first inning, allowing just a single to Liam Hicks. There's the wind back in the lefties' first pitch. Outside, 1-0. Well, there you go. Charlie Condon has been selected by the Rockies in the MLB draft, third overall. Here's the wind of the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good change off the outside corner, 1-1. The consensus best player in college baseball this year. All kinds of monster power numbers for Georgia. All 6'6" of him heading to the Rockies. Here's the wind back in the 1-1. Inside. Two balls and one strike. Dane Dunning in his rehab start is done, and Skylar Hales is warming up in the bullpen for the Rough Riders, so we'll see him in the third. Here's the wind back in the 2-1. Acosta watches low, 3-1. Usually, it would be the normal starter to go after the rehabber, but Rough Riders don't have a normal starter today. Winston Santos and Emiliano Teodo both down in the Futures game this week, so missing their full starts. 3-1. Hard ground ball to the left side. That sneaks into left field. It's a base hit for Max Acosta. A couple singles for the Rough Riders in the first two innings. Leadoff man aboard for Josh Hatcher. Trying to get to Tyson Guerrero in the second inning and a scoreless game. Rough Riders yesterday, a good offensive day. 9 runs on 15 hits, tying their season high. A kick and a look over towards first. A throw that way, not in time. Acosta now has 5 hits in his last 2 days as he came just a home run shy of the cycle yesterday. 4-for-5 performance. Offering in, he goes, pitches a breaking ball outside, throw down to second, not in time. Emshoff threw from his knees and bounced it in there late. Acosta has his 15th steal in 21 attempts. He's at second for Josh Hatcher, ahead in the count 1-0. The Riders scored 8 of their 9 runs in the last 2 innings in the 8th and the 9th and just came up a run short with a tying run at first base in the 9th inning. 1-0. That's up and away, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. The Riders just falling short yesterday, trying to win back-to-back games. And instead, Northwest Arkansas leads this series 3-2. There's the stretch and the offering in. Hatcher takes inside, 3-0. And with runners in scoring position, the Riders have been so good this season, but it's been kind of a little bit back and forth in this series, just like the wins and the losses. On Thursday, the Riders went 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position, scoring just 2 runs. 3-0. Hard grounder to the right side, skips down on Shrum. He keeps his glove down, takes it to the bag himself, and just beats Hatcher. But that moves Acosta down to third. Just like a bunt, that brings Cooper Johnson to the plate with one out here in the bottom of the second. Johnson, right-handed batter. Now 0-for-1 with runners in scoring position today. So the Riders went 0-for-10 on Thursday, then 8-for-16 on Friday. 500, the pitch. Curveball inside corner, a strike, 0-1. And then yesterday started out 0-for-7, but finished 5-for-17. They went 5 for their last 10 with runners in scoring position in those last 2 innings. 0-1, swing and a miss. Another good curveball at the bottom of the zone in the dirt. And it's 0-2 now on Johnson, who has just murdered left-handed pitching this year. Over 1,000 OPS. Calls time and steps out. All it takes here with Acosta's good speed is a fly ball. With the wind blowing out to left field, you have to imagine we're going to see a couple leave the yard today. Infield in, and the 0-2. Down and away, missing with a curve. One ball and 2 strikes. Aysel Cepeda waiting on deck. Offering in. Just high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Acosta, an aggressive lead off of third. Two-two. Just outside, barely missing with a backdoor curveball. Guerrero frustrated, he thought he would get the call. Guerrero has been much more effective against lefties than he has righties, and so a good opportunity for Cooper Johnson here with a payoff pitch due to him. Here it comes. Inside for ball 4. Well, the Riders with their second base runner, they have him cornered with one out here in the second, and Aysel Cepeda stands in. And Tyson Guerrero is a guy who has a pretty good success story to this point. Started out his college career at Lower Columbia Community College in Washington State, where he's from. From Centralia originally. Grew up in Chehalis, Washington. Here's the stretch and the offering home. Cepeda takes a strike on the inner edge. It's 0-1. Well, then he transferred to Washington State in 2021, where he was actually a two-way player, both hit and pitched, and then transferred to the University of Washington, the Cougars' rival. The 0-1. Check swing roller to first. Trum's got it. Steps in the bag. Throws home. And not in time. Acosta safe standing. The Rough Riders score first today. An RBI ground out by Aysel Cepeda scoring Acosta. Frisco leads 1-0 here in the second. Cooper Johnson down to second base. Kind of an awkward play as Shrum fielded that ball just about half a step from first. He stepped on the bag and then threw high on home, and Emshoff tried to lay the tag down on Acosta as he was flying by but missed it. First pitch to Daniel Mateo. He takes a breaking ball for a strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1. So 1-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the second. Guerrero looks back to second, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Guerrero, once he transferred to the University of Washington, was fantastic. Went 3-3 in 11 starts with a 2.96 ERA. And he had done enough to get drafted in the 12th round by the Royals back in 2021. Offering in, that misses high. 1-2 in the Riders center fielder. And since being drafted, he's dealt with his fair share of injuries. Shoulder injury made it tough for him to start a ton of games in 2022, only 6 starts. 1-2, outside. 2-2. But last season, it made 21 appearances with 20 starts. Struck out 121 batters. That was between Quad City and Northwest Arkansas. He's the number 28 prospect in the organization. 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. And with a high outside fastball, Mateo down on strikes, and the Riders do get a run, though, in the second. 1 run on 1 hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Top 3 next. Snyder Hales out on the mound when we come back, and Luke Maley on the mic on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase 2 tickets for the game, get 2 Dallas Stars preseason tickets and 2 co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills she can't front, her parents
paid it. The show was fun. Time to the third inning. Dane Dunning is done. 2 innings, allowing just 1 hit and no runs in his rehab appearance. And here's Skyler Hales out of the pen for the Rough Riders. The right-hander's first offering to Rivertown. Runs a bit outside. Skyler Hales has been really good for the Rough Riders this year, a guy that features a fastball and a slider. That fastball will run up towards 100 miles an hour as there's one hit well into deep left center field, pushing Cepeda back, and it's off the wall. Extra bases for Rivertown. He's got himself a stand-up double to open the third. A rarity for Skyler Hales. Pitch down in the zone. Town did a nice job digging it out. Picks up a two-bagger. For Skyler Hales, originally from Reno, Nevada, was a 2023 selection in the fourth round out of Santa Clara by the Rangers. He's 4-0 with a 3.44 ERA and has been really good at the AA level. 3-0 with an even 0 ERA as his first pitch to Newton runs up and away. 95 with that fastball. Across his 4 outings, he's gone 7 1/3 innings, yet to allow a run. That double just the 6th hit allowed by him this year. Right-hander rocks and fires, and Newton takes a called strike on the outer edge. For the first time tonight for Northwest Arkansas that they have a runner in scoring position. It comes with nobody out here in the third. The pitch home.
There are runs just outside. The Rough Riders leading 1-0 after an RBI ground out by Hazel Cepeda in the bottom of the second. Hales comes set, working from the stretch. High leg kick in the pitch home. Again, missing outside. 93 with a fastball. Well, the Kansas City Royals are on the clock. The parent club of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Newton batting from the left side. And the pitch home. And that misses outside as well. It's a five-pitch walk issued to Sherivan Newton. And it's first and second with nobody out. And that'll prompt a conversation with the Rough Riders infield. Cooper Johnson started to trot out that way. And now quickly, John Goble, the pitching coach for Frisco, emerges from that third base dugout. Mentioned last night that the Royals organization, as well as Northwest Arkansas, were active via a trade last night with the Washington Nationals that sent the Royals' number 2 overall prospect and Caden Wallace, a member of this Northwest Arkansas team, to the Nationals organization in exchange for a relief arm. The Royals organization getting ready to add the newest member. Five picks in. Here on draft night. Top of the card, second time through, but the first time for Vaz facing Skylar Hale. Righty on lefty matchup, and the right-hander rocks and fires and misses downstairs. Cooper Johnson looked over to first base like he was ready to backpick. Well, kept it in his pocket. Right-hander peers in, and the pitch home. That one misses just a bit outside. Two balls and no strikes now on the left-handed hitting second baseman.
Can I act like I know what I'm talking about here, but kind of crazy. We're five picks in, and Caglione is still not
still
off
there.
The board.
Hales rocks and fires. Here's a foul ball back our way. Just to our left. Hales in the strike category.
The White Sox taking Hagen Smith, the left-handed pitcher out of Arkansas. And no J.J. Weatherholt off the board either.
That is also true. A lot of options left still in this top 10. As Hales misses outside. This is the first time, really, we've seen Hales struggle with some control over the course of the year. Just one walk with the Riders, 10 overall in the year across over 30 innings. The pitch home. Check swing. Able to hold up, but it's called a strike at the bottom of the zone. There's that slider from Hales. Three-two to Javier Vaz. The pitch home, and this one hit high in the air into shallow right field, sending Osuna in. But it's the second baseman, Rodriguez, looking up at it, and he's there to make the grab. With both feet on the outfield grass, there's one away. Peyton Wilson, who singled against Dane Dunning in that first inning. The lone man to reach against the Major League rehabber.
Wow, so the Royals took Caglione, and they announced him as a two-way player, not a hitter.
Wow. Right-hander comes home, and the first offering to Peyton Wilson is called a strike on the outer third. There's a lot you can do with a player like Caglione. Two-way guy, ton of power in that swing. Also put up some decent numbers on the hill. Pitch home, called a strike. This is the Skylar Hales we're used to, hopping ahead of batters. 0-2 now. Caglione, a big frame, 6'5", 250 pounds. He packs a punch. Pitch home, and it runs outside. A fastball at 96. Make it a ball and two strikes. Peyton Wilson has shown off some power this year as well. Hales looks to second. He lifts and fires the 1-2. A check swing, and it's called a ball. Just missed the top of the zone. They do appeal to Mickey Smith, the third base umpire, located just behind the right-hander Skyler Hales. But he said he didn't offer, even at 2-2. The 2-2. Slider runs downstairs, and Wilson has worked it to a full count. From 0-2 to 3-2 on the left-handed hitting left fielder. Payoff pitch, swung on, and a foul ball. Deflects off Cooper Johnson behind the plate. Wilson stays alive. It's first and second here in the top of the third with one away against Skyler Hales. Dane Dunning turned in a pair of scoreless frames in his rehab appearance. Riders leading 1-0. Pitch home, and there's another foul ball. Wilson just caught a piece of it. Stays alive. The next pitch will be number 21 for Hales in this frame. 20 pitches in, facing his fourth batter, and he's got one out and two aboard. One via a double in Rivertown at second, and a walk behind him in Newton at first base. Another payoff pitch, and that one misses upstairs. The base is loaded. Second walk of the inning issued by Skyler Hales, and that's a rarity. Gavin Cross, one of the futures game representatives for the Kansas City Royals, as he watches outside for ball one. He bounced from the left side, roaming in center field today. He entered in the fifth inning of that futures game. He got two at-bats. Ended up going 0-2. The pitch home. Called a strike. Just caught the outer edge to the lefty at the top of the zone. Cross went 0-2 with a strikeout, but he did reach on an error. Even at 1-1 with the bases full. Pitch home. In on the hands, a foul ball off to the left side. And Hales hops ahead. A ball and two strikes. Gavin Cross, who has put up some really good numbers this year. He's the seventh-ranked prospect in the Royals organization. Right into rocks and fires, and Cross spoils it back to the screen. A little more life on that fastball at 97 miles an hour. Gavin Cross struggled a bit last season, but has had a full bounce-back year, entering tonight hitting .294 with 8 homers and 40 RBI. Pitch home. Called strike three. Got him looking with the slider. Floated across the outside edge. And Skyler Hales got the call. It's a big second out. Here's Luca Tresh, the cleanup man. Tresh homered last night against Ricky DeVito. It marked the first homer of the year allowed by the Rough Riders reliever. It was a line shot to left that got out of here in a hurry. The first offering is ripped that way down the left field line, pushing Cepeda back. He's at the track, and he's there to make the grab. Skyler Hales leaves him loaded and preserves that lead for the Rough Riders. It's no runs on just one hit, no errors, and two stranded for the Naturals in the top of the third. We have the last of the third with the Riders out in front, 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the third, and it's the top of the order due up for the Riders. Caber Rodriguez, Liam Hicks, and Cody Freeman to face the left-hander the second time through. Guerrero rocks and fires, and he misses outside. Guerrero, the left-handed hurler, 25 years old. Former 12th round selection, and he brings it home and misses just off the corner with a changeup. Rodriguez in the driver's seat. Two balls and no strikes. Waves the bat over his right shoulder and awaits the 2-0. That one called a strike. The bottom third of the zone went back to the changeup. Fastball, curveball, changeup, and slider mix for Guerrero. He shakes, and now he has the pitch he likes. The 2-1 on its way. Taken, called a strike. Fastball in the upper third that time. Even at 2-2, Caber Rodriguez is 3-for-19 in this series. Two of those three hits for extra bases. The 2-2. Taken a bit downstairs. And the count runs full. The issue in this series for Rodriguez has been the strikeouts. His strikeout in the first inning against Guerrero was number 10 across five games in the series. He takes this one outside. It's a leadoff walk for the Riders. We have the leadoff man aboard for the second consecutive inning. They are able to bring around Max Acosta to score the game's first and only run to this point in the second inning. Liam Hicks singled his first time up against Guerrero. Lefty on lefty matchup. Rodriguez at first base. Is a threat to run, just four steals this year as Hicks waves and misses at the slider. Mentioned just four steals for Rodriguez, but over the course of his career has been a consistent threat to run. He stands at first with nobody out. The 0-1 chopped on the ground left side. Lester charging in. He goes to second for one, and then Newton spiked the baseball, and it rolls away. That'll allow Hicks to move up to second base. Caber Rodriguez acting like maybe Newton lost his footing and didn't touch the bag. Didn't see an official call, but for the time being, Rodriguez is standing at third. It was an awkward footwork play as we watch the replay. Newton kind of stepped over the bag and was leaving early and then spiked the baseball in the dirt. Tommy Shields, the manager for Northwest Arkansas, out of the dugout to talk something over. Now Carlos Cardoza going to help his runner at second. It appears that the call is safe. Well, they get nothing out of the ground ball to third, and Liam Hicks is aboard at second. Caber Rodriguez all the way to third, and now a prime opportunity for the Riders in what could have been a twin killing to pick up the first 2 outs of this frame and have the bases empty for Cody Freeman. It's an E6 on Newton, and the first offering to Freeman runs outside. That'll prompt a conversation between Emshoff and his left-handed pitcher and Guerrero on the hill. Second and third with nobody out and Cody Freeman at the dish. Alejandro Osuna on deck. Freeman has picked up 5 RBI in this series. 4 of those coming in one game. It set a new season high for him. He bats from the right side. Ball and no strikes after the conversation. Left-hander set, black glove at the chest, and the pitch home. Runs outside, a changeup. 2-0 with first base open. Still nobody out. A walk and an error to open this bottom of the third. Guerrero rocks and fires and gets a called strike with a curveball over the heart of the plate. Two balls and a strike on the right-handed hitting third baseman who made a spectacular grab for Dane Dunning. There's a pop-up on the right side, twisting into foul territory. It'll find the seats. Riders lead 1-0 after scoring in the second. They've had some really strong offensive showings in this series and some not-so-strong showings, putting up 9 runs last night in a loss, with 8 of those coming in the final 2 innings. Left-hander rocks the 2-2 to Freeman, a wave and a miss, and he's down on strikes. Good-looking slider at the bottom of the zone. And Freeman strikes out for the second time today. Alejandro Osuna will dig in from the left side. That's the 4th strikeout for Guerrero. He's picked up at least 1 in every inning to this point, including 2 in the opening frame. Osuna batting from the left side. Lefty on lefty, the initial offering is fouled back out of play. 2nd and 3rd with Hicks standing at 2nd. Gabriel Rodriguez in front of him at 3rd. Alejandro Osuna has 40 RBI on the season. Pitch home, swung on, and a foul tip back into the mitt. Cooper Hemchoff. Nothing in 2 on the Riders' right fielder tonight. Pitch home and called strike 3. Got him looking on the curveball. And it's back-to-back strikeouts for Tyson Guerrero, his 4th and 5th. And now it'll be up to Max Acosta to try to knock in a run. Acosta's had himself a really solid series after singling and coming around to score in the 2nd inning. He's now 7-for-17 across 5 games in this set. Fell a home run shy of the cycle last night. Pitch home, this one chopped up the middle, and that'll sneak into center field. One run home, Hicks getting the wave. It's a 2-run base hit for Max Acosta, and the Riders lead 3-0. Max Acosta stays hot. He's been a part of all the scoring. He scored the game's 1st run, and he drives in the 2nd and 3rd. It's 3-0 Frisco in the bottom of the 3rd. Now Josh Hatcher batting from the left side. Pitch home, and he waves and misses. Had a slider downstairs. ...0-1 on its way, and another swing and a miss. Went back to the slider, and that one in a better location on the outside corner. And Hatcher behind, nothing in 2. Lefty rocks and fires, and that one runs outside. 3rd straight slider for the left-handed hitting Hatcher. Cooper Johnson standing on deck, with 2 gone and a runner at 1st. The pitch home. Ooh, swing and a miss. Got him with the slider. The Guerrero strikes out the side, but the Riders use a walk, an error, and a 2-run single. They're not 2 runs. It's 2 runs on 1 hit, 1 error, and 1 stranded in the bottom of the 3rd. We've played 3 from Riders Field. We ended the 4th. Frisco out in front, 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Time of the fourth inning. It's Josh Lester from the left side to lead off the top of the fourth against Skylar Hales, and the pitch home has popped up back this way, and it flies over us. Lester, the third baseman today. Mentioned the Rough Riders coming off of a 10-9 loss. The pitch home is ripped to deep right field. Osuna going back. All he can do is watch it fly. That's over the Lazy River, 427 feet. And Northwest Arkansas is on the board with Lester's second home run of the series. Turned on a slider. Left over the heart of the plate, 105 off the bat, 427 feet. And luckily it was to lead off the frame, so the Riders still out in front, 3-1. Josh Lester certainly packs a punch in that left-handed swing. Here's Dylan Shrum, and the first offering from Hales runs up and in, a fastball. A 1-0 on its way, and that one hit out to right field, but playable for Osuna. Ranges to his left, and he's there to make a cap-high grab. One gone. A good response by Skylar Hales after allowing his first earned run as a Frisco Rough Rider. Comes on a solo homer to open the top of the fourth. But he comes right back and picks up out number one. The catcher, Emshoff, will step in. He's 0-for-1 with a fly out to left, and he lost his bat as he waved and missed at a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. He'll have to range over towards the on-deck circle to pick up his weapon. Emshoff making his first appearance of the series behind the plate. Seen him a couple of times. The 0-1 to him. This is upstairs. Hales with a 95-mile-an-hour heater. Evens things at 1-1. Deep breath from the right-hander, and he comes home. That time just missing inside, again with a fastball. 2-1 advantage for the right-handed hitting catcher. A pitch home, and there's a foul ball. Two balls and two strikes. Cale Emshoff, 26-year-old, originally from Texas.
went to Arkansas Little Rock for school. The 2-2 from Hales runs well inside, and Emshoff had to hop out of the way of it. It goes all the way to the backstop. Fastball at 96 got away from him. Hales hasn't had his best control here tonight, but trying to battle through it. Mentioned he's only walked two now at the AA level, or make that three after walking two in that third inning. The 3-2 is hit high in the air out towards right center field. Rodriguez going out, Osuna coming in, and it's Osuna, the right fielder, who takes charge. And both outs have been recorded on flyouts to right here in this frame.
Luke, it was just announced that because of an injury to Carlos Correa, Corey Seager has been announced. He has been added to the All-Star game, which is great, but it's very surprising it's not Josh Smith.
Yeah, Josh Smith, very deserving. He's the first pitch to Rivertown, runs a bit outside with a slider. Awesome to get Corey Seager in there. Glad it was a Ranger. Josh Smith is more than deserving of playing in that game as Rivertown takes a called strike on the outer edge. And the pitch home, a swing and a foul ball into the dirt just in front of Cooper Johnson. And Hales ahead, a ball and two strikes. Rough Riders clad in those blue tops with the white pants. And the red double R ball cap. The pitch home, runs up and away. Fastball at 97. And Town evens the count at 2-2. He doubled his last time up, but was stranded. The pitch home. Hit well into right center field. That'll dunk in a base hit. Second hit of the frame, the second hit of the day for Rivertown. And now with two gone, the bottom of the card, and Shervin Newton will dig in. Newton hitting just a couple of ticks above 150 on the year. He does have a homer. Guy that was at one time a top 30 prospect in the Mets organization as he watches downstairs. Fastball at 97, just missed. 1-0. He bats from the left side. And the right-hander readies. 1-0. Runs outside, two balls and no strikes. Some action in the Rough Riders' pen. Looks like Reed Burlingmeyer getting loose. And it is. Hale short to the plate, and he misses outside. Three balls and no strikes on the nine-hole hitting shortstop. Rivertown at first base after the two-out single. Hales rocks and the pitch. Called a strike, a fastball over the outer edge. Three balls and a strike. Newton awaits. The 3-1 is called a strike. He thought it was ball four, but it just caught the outer edge. So Hales has worked back into this one at three balls and two strikes. Against the 6'3" native of the Netherlands, Shervin Newton. The payoff pitch, runner goes. Here's a pop-up left side and twisting into foul ground. Town works his way back to first base. Top of the order looming against the Rough Riders righty. The payoff pitch again, and it runs upstairs. Third walk issued by Skyler Hales tonight after his first four outings, issuing just one. Carlos Cardoza is going to come out of the Riders' dugout. That'll be it for Skyler Hales. Reed Burlingmeier will come on and try to get the final out of this top of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Reed Burlingmeier emerges from the pen. He takes over, trying to pick up the final out of this top of the fourth. The Rough Riders out in front, 3-1. Skyler Hales worked a clean third inning. By clean, without allowing a run, he did strand the bases loaded. But a home run, a pair of flyouts, and a single and a walk chase him from the ball game. And Reed Burlingmeier, the right-hander, comes on. Top of the card, and Vaz in the offering home runs a bit outside. Fastball at 96. Burlingmeier, the right-hander, 27 years old, originally from Normal, Illinois. Attacks with a four-seam fastball, cutter, slider, and changeup mix. He rocks and fires, and there's a tapper left side, squibbing up the line, and Freeman is there to pounce on it, a foul ball. Vaz is 0-for-2 today, but over the course of this series, he's done exactly what you want from your leadoff man, is get on base. He's led the team in hits in this series, as well as score runs. He's been doing it all series long. Northwest Arkansas trying to earn a series win today. The Rough Riders trying to secure a split before the break. Burlingmeier, high leg kick. He comes home, and that one rocketed to deep right field, pushing Osuna and Mateo back. They're at the track, and that ball is gone. A go-ahead three-run homer for Javier Vaz, his sixth of the season. Second homer of the frame for Northwest Arkansas, and they have jumped out ahead. It's 4-1 Naturals. 4-3 Naturals, check that. All four runs in the inning coming on homers. There's a changeup middle of the zone, and Vaz did not miss. Here's Peyton Wilson. Smacks one high in the air to the left side, and that'll get out of play. Four runs on five hits for Northwest Arkansas. Three runs on three hits for the Rough Riders. Burlingmeier rocks and fires and misses just a bit below the zone. He evens things at a ball and a strike. Wilson has reached in both trips today, a single and a walk. First time facing Burlingmeier, and he delivers low and away. 2-1 advantage for the Naturals left fielder. Gavin Cross stands on deck. Pull side chipped on for the Riders infield. Put the left-hander in the box. The pitch home. In the air, out towards left, pushing Cepeda back. He's at the track. up against the wall, and he leaps, and he made the grab. Cepeda uses all of his 6'5" frame to haul in the final out of the inning. But the damage done as Northwest Arkansas takes their first lead of the night with four runs coming on three hits, two of them homers, no errors, and nobody left on base in the top of the fourth. We end the last of the fourth. Riders facing their first deficit. It's 4-3 Naturals on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom third of the lineup due up for the Riders, who trail 4-3 after a four-run top of the fourth inning for Northwest Arkansas. Three of those runs charged to Skyler Hales, the last charged to Reed Burlingmeyer. The left-hander Guerrero on to face Cooper Johnson to open his fourth inning. Pitch home, a breaking ball. Ryan's a bit outside. Curveball missing away from the right-handed hitting catcher. Johnson walked his first time up. The 1-0. Shot, a looping fly ball down the right field line, and it finds its way into the fifth row. Johnson playing in his third game of the series. He's 2-for-7. He's got a walk here tonight. Left-hander rocks, and the pitch cut on and missed. Johnson chased an elevated heater and falls behind, the ball and two strikes. The 1-2 runs high and away. Johnson has been electric against left-handed pitching this year. He's picked up his numbers quite a bit as he takes downstairs. They appeal to first and say he went around. So Johnson down on strikes. He thought he had held it up. And he becomes the first out of the bottom of the fourth inning. And the second consecutive strikeout for Tyson Guerrero. If you go back, has retired 5 in a row via the strikeout. Last five outs as Cepeda squares to bunt. He pulls back and watches inside. Ball one. Cepeda drove in the Riders' first run with a ground out to first base. That allowed Max Acosta to come down from third. Pitch home is chopped on the ground. The left side. Lester has it. The third baseman delivers a strike. And there's two away. 7 strikeouts for Tyson Guerrero. That snaps the streak of outs coming via the strikeout as Cepeda grounds out. 2 gone in the bottom of the fourth for Daniel Mateo, who opened the strikeout streak. He watches a bit inside for ball one. Guerrero ready. He's the 1-0 on its way. Hit on the ground up the middle, and Newton dives, and it's in and out of his glove. an infield single for Daniel Mateo. Sheriffin Newton did a solid job just getting a glove on it. But Mateo, who runs well, even had Newton come up with that baseball, it was going to take a quick throw over to first to chop down Mateo, who's aboard with a two-out single. Turn the lineup over. It's the top of the card, and Caber Rodriguez is 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. He scored a run his last time. He bats from the right side. The lefty comes home. Misses just a bit outside, that time with a slider. Mentioned for Guerrero last year was the best for him after being selected in the 12th round back in 2021 by the Royals. The pitch home, and Rodriguez chops it on the ground. Lester has it. The third baseman delivers to first, inning over. The Riders go quietly. It's no runs on one hit, no errors, and one stranded in the fourth inning. We head to the top of the fifth. Riders trailing 4-3. And when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, you'll hear the voice of Zach Bigley.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We're at the top of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders trail the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 4-3 in this series finale and final game before the All-Star break. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Gavin Cross, Luca Tresh, Josh Lester, the three due up. It's 3-4-5 against Burlingmeyer. First pitch home. Swinging a high fly ball out to right field, pushing Osuna back. He's at the warning track, and he makes the catch. That was a towering fly ball off the bat of Gavin Cross. And there's one away here in the fifth inning. It's been a really big struggle for Northwest Arkansas in the power department this season, and it's their first multi-home run game as a team since June 28th, and we're halfway through July right now. There's Luca Tresh. First pitch from Burlingmeyer. That's low and outside of the dirt, 1-0. A pair of home runs, a solo shot and a three-run homer in the fourth inning. Trampoline them out in front after the Riders scored the first three runs of the game. 1-0 offering. That sits high on the fastball, and it's two balls and no strikes. So Skylar Hales, his line is finalized. He allowed three runs, all of them earned on three hits. Stretch in the 2-0 pitch home to Trash. That one misses high. Three balls, no strikes. He walked three, struck out one in his inning and two-thirds. And Burlingmeyer got the final out of that fourth inning. He readies and fires. And misses low. Cut fastball for ball four, and Tresh is aboard. This has been a pretty sloppy series between these two teams.
Rough Riders committing 5 errors in their last 2 games and 6 errors in their last 3 games. During that same stretch, the Naturals have committed 3 errors and 2 more today. First pitch to Josh Lester. He takes on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1. Lester crushed a 427-foot homer into right center field his last time up. 7th of the season and his 2nd of the series. Berlingmeyer holds and fires. Foul back. 0-2. The Naturals 8-9 right now in the second half. The record doesn't matter for the Rough Riders, but it certainly does for these Naturals in the second half of play. Berlingmeyer readies and brings it in. Popped up behind home and gets out of play, and it's still no balls and 2 strikes. The Naturals right now are 3.5 games back of Springfield. The Cardinals are 12-6 and have won 4 in a row. They lead the Texas League North. San Antonio on top of the Texas League South at 12-5. 0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And with a slider below the zone, Reed Berlingmeyer with the strikeout. 2 outs, and here's Dylan Trum. Trum has grounded out and flied out today. He's 0-2. 4-3, Northwest Arkansas. 2 down, runner at first. Top of the 5th. Berlingmeyer's pitch. It's outside, 1-0. Rough Riders sitting in 3rd place for the first time in almost 2 months today in the half standings, and that ultimately doesn't matter because the Riders have already clinched the playoffs. Here's the 1-0. In the air out to center field. Mateo drifting off to his left. He's under it in right center, and he puts it away for the final out of the 5th. A harmless walk for Reed Berlingmeyer. Nothing else across. No runs, hits, errors. 1 runner left on. Rough Riders still trail 4-3 into the home half of the 5th next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We go to the home half of the 5th inning. The Rough Riders trailing by a slim run. It's 4-3 Northwest Arkansas. 2-3-4 due up for the Rough Riders. It's Liam Hicks to be followed by Cody Freeman and Alejandro Osuna. Tyson Guerrero, the left-handed starter, still out there in the first pitch. Up and in, 1-0. 68 pitches through 4 innings for Guerrero so far. Riders pushing across a couple runs in the 3rd. The pitch. And that's down and in. It's 2-0. Trying to find some more success early on in this game as
They've waited till the end of games over the last few to put up their offense. 2-0. Strike on the upper edge outside corner with the slider. 2-1 now on Hicks, who's 1-for-2 today, with a single and reaching on a fielder's choice. 2-1 home. Breaking ball clips the top of the zone. That time the curveball, and it's 2-2. Rough Riders hits have been spread throughout this ballgame today with one hit in each inning. 2-2, swing and a miss. Hicks goes down swinging on the curveball beneath the zone. There's the first out and the eighth strikeout today for Guerrero. His season high is 10. It's also his career high. He did that earlier this season, June 1st at Tulsa. Cody Freeman stands in, the right-handed batter. 0-for-2 with a couple strikeouts, the pitch. That sails just high of the zone on the slider. It's 1-1 and no strikes. Guerrero has been a ground ball pitcher all season. He's mostly had ground balls and strikeouts today. The offering is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1 and 1-1. Riders down by a run here in the fifth. Guerrero lifts the leg, fires. Rifled into right center field, cross on the run, cutting over into the right center alley. He pulls it out of the air, two outs. Cody Freeman stings it to center, but ends up back in the dugout. Two down here in the fifth, and Alejandro Osuna makes his way to the plate. Osuna 0-for-2 today with a ground down and a strikeout. Pull side shift in the infield, first pitch. He shows bunt, puts it down the third baseline. Lester comes up, picks, fires on the run to first, not in time. Osuna legs out an infield single, bunting it down the third baseline. Rough Riders have their fifth hit today, one in every inning now. And the man who has two today, Max Acosta, stepping in. Acosta has now hit safely in five consecutive at-bats, dating back to yesterday. 4-for-5 yesterday, 2-for-2 today. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. This is the kind of flash in the pan you want to see for Acosta. The funny thing about him is he's been very consistent over the course of the year. 0-1. It's over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-2. He's been really good with runners in scoring position this year, and that was even more evident with a two-run single back in the third, but biggest thing about him is if you try to cherry pick stats and say, you know, from this date on he's hitting this, pretty much no matter where you pick throughout the season, it's around 250 to 260 that he's hit the entire season. He comes into this one with a batting average of 258, now at 265 after the 2-for-2 start. A strong consistency from the youngest player on the team. As the pitch is grounded to the left side, Lester's got it at third. And he throws him out at first to retire the side. Well, the Rough Riders do get a hit, but they cannot score. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left on base. Top of the sixth inning next, the Naturals lead the Riders 4-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328.
InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Right at the top of the sixth inning. It's 4-3 Northwest Arkansas. Rough Riders trail by a run. It's the bottom third of the order up against Robbie Ahlstrom, the new pitcher for the Rough Riders. Reed Burlingmeyer done after his inning in a third of one-run baseball, just surrendering the three-run home run by Javier Vaz with two of those runs charged to Skyler Hales. Okay, well, M-Shop deals with the left-hander Robbie Ahlstrom in the first pitch. Curveball low, one ball and no strikes. All right, it's the top of the sixth inning. Are you ready for some trivia, Luke?
Let's do it.
Okay, so today is the Major League Baseball draft. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Down and in, and it's two balls and no strikes. And today's starter for the Rough Riders, Dane Dunning, was drafted in the first round in 2016 by the Washington Nationals. Here's the stretch and the 2-0. Fouled back, and it's two balls and one strike. The 2016 draft is already going down as one of the worst in recent memory, and I think the first round is going to continue to be looked at as maybe one of the least talented first rounds we've seen in a while. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch down and in. It's two balls and two strikes. Luke, your trivia for today. How many of the top 10 picks can you name if I give you the team?
Let's see how many I can go without. I know Moniak was one.
Yep, Mickey Moniak, number one.
Riley Pint was three or four?
Riley Pint was four to the Rockies. Four. The pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Slider from Robbie Ahlstrom. M-Shop down on strikes. One away here in the sixth with the Riders trailing by one.
Was Nick Senzel two?
Nick Senzel was two in 2016.
Okay, that's it. I'm done. Okay. Give me some teams here.
I know you know number three. Number three in 2016. We've talked about it before on the air. Left-handed batter River Town, two for two today. First pitch on the inside corner for a strike of the curveball, 0-1.
Yeah, it's Ben Anderson's brother, Ian Anderson.
There you go.
With the yep. Braves.
Ian Anderson was taken third overall. Next offering slips into the top of the zone for a strike, 0-2. Number five was a Brewers pick, who has played in just one game in his Major League career.
I do not know.
Outfielder.
Outfielder.
Out of the University of Louisville. And Rivertown and Cooper Johnson starting to argue a little bit, and home plate umpire Daniel, by the way, is getting in the way. Here comes Shervin Newton, and guys start to come out of the dugout. And there's a little jawing in between them. Cooper Johnson and Rivertown were getting face-to-face, and Daniel, by the way, the umpire got in the way. Rough Riders players coming out and hit the bullpens on both sides are starting to evacuate. Not really sure what incited this whole thing.
Didn't see anything that really sparked it. You could see Cooper Johnson having a discussion there at the plate. And the umpire is pointing the bullpens back to the pen.
A quick spark. All right, well, this next pitch is going to be very important. There were no warnings issued, and nobody really got close to the dirt circle out of the ones that evacuated the dugout. No, Rivertown. Behind in the count, 0-2, Ahlstrom brings it in. Misses outside with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Town back in from the left side. 1-2. Offering in. Off the fist, a pop-up out in the left side of the infield. Freeman's under it, and the third baseman makes the catch. A two down. And River Town barking over at Ahlstrom as he comes off the field. And there's still some jawing in between them. Yelling from the Naturals dugout. Home plate umpire Daniel, by the way, halfway in between first and home, is yelling into the Naturals dugout, and some players in the Naturals dugout yelling out at him. Tempers still flaring here in this top of the sixth inning. Didn't see if Ahlstrom said anything to River Town after he got him to pop out. Here's Shervin Newton, the pitch. That's low and outside, 1-0. Shervin Newton's not really one you want to mess around with. 6'4", 209 pounds. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, and he lets go of the bat. It goes helicoptering back to the netting behind home. And it's 1-1, second time we've seen that today. Very chippy and chirpy between these two teams.
Yeah, that's one that I'm sure Robbie Ahlstrom appreciated right there. He's getting John out a bit. Maybe he said something to start it. We don't know what happened. But to get a guy to lose his bat on a swing feels pretty good as a pitcher, especially in kind of a tense situation.
1-1. Check swing. They appeal. He didn't go around on a slider below the zone. 2-1. All right, we're going to tentatively try to go back to trivia here.
I thought I was going to be saved there.
2-1. Foul back, 2-2. Okay, number 5 for the Brewers, you want me to tell you?
Yeah,
Corey Ray was selected 5th overall.
I wouldn't have ever gotten Corey Ray.
The 6th pick in 2016. We're looking for the top 10 here in 2016 in the draft. Out of the University of Florida, a pitcher by the A's. Not currently pitching with the A's, though, at the major league level. Reliever. 2-2. Bouncing ball to third. Freeman backs up on it. He's got it. Whips a long throw across the diamond. Bounces it in there in time. And the inning comes to a close. So some tempers flaring. But Robbie Ahlstrom throws a 1-2-3 inning here in the sixth. The Riders trail 4-3. Bottom six next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town down.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Bottom half of the sixth inning in Riders Field. Josh Hatcher leading it off. Riders trailing 4-3. And a left-handed throwing Tyson Guerrero on the mound. He rocks back and deals home. Breaking ball up and in, 1-0. I will say, before we go back to trivia, Luke, Cooper Johnson is due up second in this inning, and there was some jawing in the last half inning between Rivertown and Cooper Johnson, the 1-0. That's a strike on the inside corner, 1-1. So we'll see what happens when we get there. All right, back to trivia. Looking for the top 10 picks in the 2016 Major League Baseball draft after Dane Dunning, because he was picked in that draft, as the offering is up and in on a breaking ball, and it's 2-1. Looking for the sixth pick by the Athletics out of the University of Florida, left-handed pitcher.
Is this pitcher still at the big league level?
He is, yeah.
But not with the A's?
Not with the Athletics. The offering is hit off the fist out to shallow right center field. It drops in for a hit right in front of town. Josh Hatcher singles into right field. The Riders now have a hit in every inning still. Cooper Johnson steps to the plate. 0-for-1 with a walk today. And it's not going to be against Tyson Guerrero. So Tommy Shields will come out and get the left-hander, knowing that Cooper Johnson has amazing numbers against left-handed pitching. Guerrero, well, actually, Shields may just be out there to talk, because Cooper Johnson was the one jawing, and maybe as the manager here trying to say, hey, oh, well, no, he is going to make the move. So Tommy Shields comes out and gets his left-hander, and we'll see a new man out of the bullpen for Northwest Arkansas. It's Jake Brents who's coming out. Rough Riders, a 4-3 deficit. We'll step aside, return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Starter Tyson Guerrero done after 5 1/3 innings, and it's Jake Brents who the Royals affiliate turned to with nobody out, runner aboard in the sixth inning. 4-3 lead for the Naturals. Here's Cooper Johnson. So Jake Brents, who has incredible control issues this year, ready from the left side in the pitch. Breaking ball in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Brents, 29 years old. We saw him earlier in this series. He walked 3 in his outing out of the bullpen. In 23 appearances this year, the 0-1, a check swing and a miss. Johnson goes around, and it's 0-2. Between AAA and AA, 19 2/3 innings, he's walked 35. He walked 17 batters in 6 innings in AAA, and he's walked 18 batters in 13 2/3 so far here at the AA level. The 0-2, a runner takes off. It's fouled away down the right side. Still no balls and 2 strikes. All right, back to trivia. We're looking for the first 10 picks of the 2016 draft, because today is draft day, and Dane Dunning started today, was drafted in the first round. Number 6 pick out of Florida by the Athletics.
A.J. Puck.
It is A.J. Puck. Good job. The offering lined the opposite way down the right side and foul. Still 0-2. 4 pitches, 4 strikes for Brents. Next is the Marlins. A left-handed pitcher out of high school.
Is he made a major league debut?
He has been in the major leagues. He's made 65 appearances. The offering. Breaking ball up and away. One ball and two strikes.
So he's been used as a reliever?
He's made 16 starts. Okay. Or excuse me. No, he's been a starter. He's 16 and 19.
Okay.
In his career. Just two relief appearances. 63 starts. 1-2. Fouled back. Still 1-2. He's in his fifth season with Miami. Offering in. Line down the left field line. He hooked it fair. And Hatcher is around second. He's steaming towards third. He's in there safely. And Johnson on the throw moves to second. Riders with runners at second and third and nobody out. Cooper Johnson. Best way to do it is to beat him with the bat. And he hits it down the left field line for a double.
That's a good looking swing right there. Not trying to do too much out in front of it. On an off-speed pitch. Didn't hit it all that hard. 83 off the bat. That's what you need to do when you're behind in the count, especially with two strikes. Put something in play. Good things can happen.
So Jesus Cepeda now with runners at second and third. The pitch. Swinging a foul back into Emshoff's glove. It's 0-1.
All right, what more can you give me on this Marlins selection?
He has a complete game shutout this year. I don't know if that helps at all.
Okay.
The pitch. Fought off the fist, foul to the right side, over the netting in the stands, and it's 0-2.
I'm forgetting his first name. Something Garrett. It'll come. Braden. No. Braxton Garrett.
There it is. Okay. Seventh pick by the Marlins in 2016. 0-2 offering to Cepeda. Off the fist, a flare out towards third, and Lester makes the catch. Wow, Cepeda, if he hadn't have swung at that pitch, it probably would have hit him. So he lines out softly to third. There's one away, and Daniel Mateo stands in now. Nine-hole hitter, 4-3, Rough Riders trail. Next pick, number 8 pick by the Padres out of Stanford. A right-handed pitcher. Offering home, and this is high. One ball and no strikes. This player has played 6 years in the major leagues for the Padres, Guardians, and now with the Rockies.
That answers my question. Cal Quantrill.
It is Cal Quantrill.
I was thinking he was a Guardians draft pick, though.
1-0, outside. Two balls, no strikes.
I was going to ask you who the remaining two teams were if Cleveland was in that mix. Because I thought he was a Guardians pick.
Yeah, originally with the Padres. Okay. Next two teams are Tigers and White Sox. 2-0 pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 2-1. Looking for the top 10 picks in the 2016 draft. These are 9th and 10th. A right-handed pitcher out of Sheldon High School in Sacramento, California. And then a catcher out of the University of Miami by the White Sox. Both are generally big enough names. 2-1 is up and away. Three balls and one strike. As maybe poor as this 2016 draft was, 21 of the first 22 picks ended up making the major leagues.
Matt Manning on this list?
Matt Manning is the Tigers player. 3-1. That misses high for ball four. And Matea draws a walk, and the bases are loaded for the Riders, and top of the order, Caber Rodriguez standing in. Trailing 4-3 in this bottom of the sixth inning. All right, last one. Get this done quickly. Catcher out of Miami for the White Sox.
I got nothing coming to mind there.
Zach Collins.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed Zach Collins. Do know the name, though.
Here comes Larry Carter, pitching coach, to come and talk to Brent with the bases loaded and one down. So Zach Collins was taken 10th overall. Elsewhere in the first round of this 2016 draft,
Cole Reagans
was the Rangers pick. And
All-Star for the first time this year. Gavin Lux was also in this first round. Will Smith is the best player in the first round. The catcher for the Dodgers. Nick Lodolo was drafted in this first round but didn't sign. Dane Dunning has had a really strong start to his career. And he was taken 29th overall by the Nationals. Josh Lowe as well was taken 13th overall, Nathaniel Lowe's brother, for the Rays. So here's Keber Rodriguez, bases loaded, just one out. Play in the bottom of the sixth. Offering home. Up and away, one ball and no strikes. 4-3, Rough Riders trail. Infield back up the middle. Deep and straight away in the outfield. 1-0 offering. Rodriguez shies away from a pitch inside. It's two balls and no strikes. Caber walked and scored in the third. He's 0-2 overall on the day. Came in just hitting .174 against lefties this year. 2-0. He takes down and in. Ball three. 96-mile-an-hour fastball missing, and Brent's holding out his hand saying, where did that miss? To home plate umpire Daniel, by the way. Here's the stretch, and the 3-0 pitch. Up and away, ball four, we're tied. Keber Rodriguez draws the bases loaded walk, and the Rough Riders tie the game at four here in the sixth. Back-to-back walks have sent in the Rough Riders' fourth run of the day, and here's Liam Hicks. And already somebody up and loosening in the bullpen down the right field line for Northwest Arkansas. Here's the stretch. And the offering. Down in the dirt. One ball and no strikes. It's Cruz Noriega who's loosening out of the bullpen. One ball and no strikes on Hicks as he's 1-for-3 today. Riders have one grand slam this season. The pitch. Up and in. He backed him off the plate. 2-0. It's a good crowd here on Bluey Day here at Riders Field. Looking to explode on a base hit for Hicks. They play him to pull in the infield and the outfield. That clips the outside corner with a fastball at 97 a strike. 2-1. Cooper Johnson at third, Daniel Mateo at second, Keber Rodriguez at first. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Newton's got it, bobbled it. Collection throws to first in time for the out, but Johnson comes down to score, and the Riders take a 5-4 lead. Well, Mateo down to third, Rodriguez on to second, and Hicks the RBI ground out that goes 6-3. Two down for Cody Freeman, two in scoring position. Freeman 0-for-3, hit the ball hard his last time up, lining out to center. Riders leading it 5-4. Offering home. Down the heart of the plate, a strike, it's 0-1. The Riders have scored their five runs on two RBI groundouts, a bases-loaded walk, and a two-run single. Not the high-powered offense you're looking for necessarily, but it certainly works. They have the lead. 0-1. Slips up high. One ball and one strike. The Riders will have the All-Star break after this one today. If you're wondering, there is no minor league All-Star game anymore. 1-1. Up and in. Two balls and one strike. So all these guys will get to enjoy the break, and some of them probably going to the All-Star game down in Arlington in a couple days. lot of them looking forward to spending some time off with friends and family. 2-1. Down and in. 3 balls and 1 strike. Cody in a hitter's count. Look at Cruz Noriega warming up out in right field. Alejandro Osuna on deck. Left-hander readies and brings it in. Swing and a foul. Back in Amchoff's glove. 3-2. Good speed on the base pass. A base hit should be able to score two, especially with Cross playing really deep in center. Payoff pitch. Foul back. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Riders sending their 7th man to the plate in the inning here in Freeman. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So Freeman strikes out on a high fastball. It ends the inning, but the Riders scored twice on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. It's a 5-4 Rough Riders lead to the 7th with Luke Maley on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the 7th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high atop Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. The Riders coming off a 2-run bottom of the 6th in which they took the lead. Robbie Ahlstrom, who worked an eventful but 1-2-3 top of the 6th inning, toes the hill for a second frame of work. He gets the top of the order. And Javier Vaz, Peyton Wilson, and Gavin Cross do up. Mentioned the eventful side of things. We had the benches clear, the bullpens empty in that top of the 6th. Some jawing going on. The left-hander rocks and fires in his first offering. A fastball glides over the top of the zone, called a strike. 0-1 on Vaz, who homered his last time up. That was a 3-run blast to right center, which put Northwest Arkansas in front. Chases this one and fouls it back to the screen. 0-2. Vaz 1-for-3 with that 3-run homer. Every ball he's put in play today has been in the air. Fly out to center, a pop out to second base, and then that home run to right center. Ahlstrom has him 0-2. High leg kick, the offering on its way. Here's a fly ball out to middle depth left field. Maisel Cepeda shuffles his feet backwards, and he's there to haul in the first out of the 7th. 4 up, 4 down for Robbie Ahlstrom. Here's Peyton Wilson. Wilson last time up flew out to Hazel Cepeda just in front of the wall. That was in the 4th inning. He's reached twice tonight with a base hit and a walk. Left-hander deals and the first pitch runs a bit inside. Peyton Wilson, the number 22 prospect in Kansas City's organization. He awaits the 1-0 from Ahlstrom, and he hits a pop-up on the right side into shallow right field. Hatcher going back alongside Rodriguez, the second baseman, and it's Kaber who makes the grab above his ball cap. Two gone. Gavin Cross will dig in. Cross coming off that performance in the Futures game alongside a pair of Rough Riders in Winston Santos and Emiliano Teodo. Cross known for his power. The first offering to him, it's a fly ball out to left. Hazel Cepeda trotting in. And he's there. It's three outs in the air against Robbie Ahlstrom. And a quick 1-2-3, top of the seventh. A pair of flyouts to left and a pop out to second base. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the last of the seventh inning. The Rough Riders out in front, 5-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Jake Brents is done on the hill. He gives way to Cruz Noriega. Noriega, a 26-year-old, originally from Venezuela. He's 5-1 with a 4.5 ERA across 21 appearances. One of those was a start. It's Alejandro Osuna from the left side. The right-hander steps back. He's ready to go. And the first offering glides across the outer edge. A fastball at 94. Noriega did pitch earlier in this series. He went one inning, and the Rough Riders tagged him for four earned runs. Came on three hits and two walks. As Osuna watches outside with a fastball, even at a ball and a strike. Noriega did pick up two of his 3 outs via the strikeout in that outing. So he misses outside. 2-1 in favor of Osuna, who's the fourth spot in this lineup today for the Rough Riders. It's 4-5-6 two up. Osuna, Acosta, and Hatcher in the frame. Noriega rocks, and this one hit well to deep left field, sending Wilson back. He's at the track in front of the wall, and he's there to haul it in. Osuna just missed an opposite field homer. Instead, he becomes the first down at the bottom of the seventh. Here's Max Acosta, who's tallied back-to-back multi-hit affairs. Mentioned earlier, he fell just a cycle, or a homer shy of the cycle. Tonight, a pair of singles. He's scored a run, stolen a base, driven in two, and he's 2-for-3 overall. Tries to get something going for the Riders, who lead it 5-4 here in the bottom of the seventh. He bats from the right side, and Noriega's first offering. Called a strike on the inner edge. Costa now 8 hits in the series. The pitch home is taken, a breaking ball downstairs. Even at 1-1, those 8 hits for Max Acosta are second on the team to only Abimelech Ortiz, who has 9 hits. And not in the lineup tonight. Pitch home. Here's a chopper on the ground out to Newton at shortstop. He collects and fires low, and the first baseman, Schrum, able to reach over to corral it and keep that foot on the bag. So it goes 6-3. Newton has had a bit of a tough day at shortstop today. Luckily, Schrum was able to bail him out over there at first base. He got tagged with 2 errors on 1 play. It was a double play ball that Northwest Arkansas didn't end up getting anything out of. Full side shift on for Josh Hatcher, batting from the left side. He watches a fastball at 96 outside for ball one. Hatcher singled and scored a run in the 6th inning. He was the final batter to face Tyson Guerrero as he watches a changeup low and away, 2 balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 today with that single, a run scored, and a strikeout. Lefty awaits the 2-0, and he watches it again on the outside. 3 balls and no strikes. It's been a minute for Josh Hatcher the last time he homered. It's been over a month, back on June 12th here against Amarillo. The pitch home. He tanks. It's ball 4 in the dirt. 2-out walk drawn by Josh Hatcher against Noriega. His 3rd issued in the series. 2nd walk for Josh Hatcher at the plate. And here's Cooper Johnson, who doubled earlier in this ballgame. As that hit, a walk, as well as a strikeout. Right-hander rocks and fires. Johnson tried to hold up the swing, but offered at it. Slider away. Rough Riders, 5 runs on 7 hits. For Northwest Arkansas, it's 4 runs on 5 hits and 2 errors. Hatcher at first was dancing over there. Noriega looked over. Hatcher back in safely on a dive. No action currently in the Rough Riders' pen. Maybe Allstrom comes out for another inning of work. As Noriega misses downstairs. That'll even the count, and a ball and a strike on the right-handed hitting catcher for the Rough Riders. Johnson now 3-for-9 in the series. He awaits the 1-1 and cranks this one to deep right field. That one's pushing Town back. He's at the track near the wall, and he reaches up to haul it in. Inning over. Johnson gave it a ride. River Town got a good jump in right field and tracks it down on the warning track for the final out of the frame. The Rough Riders, no runs on no hits, no errors, and 1 left on base. 7 in the books. We end at the top of the 8th inning. Riders by a run on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
It is Robbie Ahlstrom back on the hill for the top of the eighth inning. Rough Riders holding on to a 5-4 advantage. Here's the fourth spot in the order, Luca Tresh, and he fouls the first pitch back out of play, an elevated fastball. Luca Tresh homered last night against Ricky DeVito, first homer allowed by DeVito this year. So two-run shot. It was hit on a line right in the in-touch home run terrace as Ahlstrom delivers downstairs with a curveball. Ahlstrom, 24 years old, was acquired by the Rangers in a trade with the Yankees in 2022. Part of the Jose Trevino trade. Left-hander rocks the 1-1. Called a strike. Fastball in the upper third of the zone. Ball and two strikes now on the right-handed hitting DH. We saw Tresh behind the plate last night. 1-2 to him. Hit well to left field, and that'll get down in front of Cepeda. A base hit to open the eighth for Luca Tresh. Second time he's reached. First time via the hit. Drew Wonk is last time up, and in steps Josh Lester, who's 1-for-3. That one hit was a home run, and he hammered it over the Lazy River, 427 feet. That got Northwest Arkansas on the board. The first of two homers in that fourth inning. First pitch from the lefty is fouled back. Full sign shift on for Lester, not the outfield shift that we saw earlier in this series where the Riders had an outfielder come in and essentially play second base. The pitch home. Lester takes. It's a called strike. A fastball at 94. Right at the knees. Lester, a 29-year-old, played his college ball at the University of Missouri. Left-hander rocks and fires, and this one hit well towards right field. Osuna charging in. He's there to make the grab, and no play to be made at first. As Tresh read it well and came back to first base. But Ahlstrom has the first out of the top of the eighth inning. Dylan Shrum digs in. Rough Riders have rolled four double plays in this series. On the ground, they've also added a couple in the air, doubling up some base runners. A lot of base runners in this series, a lot of double plays. The Riders have grounded into five. First pitch, breaking ball, the curveball called a strike. Shrum is 0-for-3 today. A pair of flyouts and a ground out to Acosta at shortstop. Ahlstrom bouncing that front leg, now set at the belt. High leg kick and the pitch home. Wave and a miss. Went back to the curveball. And he's got Shrum behind 0-2. Ahlstrom trying to make it through three innings of work. He does have one strikeout. Slide step. This one hit high and deep out to left. Cepeda racing back towards the wall. He'll watch it fly. Two-run homer for Dylan Shrum. And the Naturals have regained the lead, 6-5 over Frisco. All six runs today for Northwest Arkansas have come on three homers. A solo shot in the fourth by Josh Lester. A three-run homer by Javier Vaz also in the fourth. And now a two-run homer by Dylan Shrum. Emshoff will step in. 0-for-3 with a pair of flyouts and a strikeout in this one. Ahlstrom readies, and the pitch home. Runs a bit inside for ball one. Ahlstrom from the stretch. Lefty readies, the 1-0 on its way. And this one hit back out of play. Tyler Owens getting loose in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Ahlstrom sat down the first six batters he faced as he delivers upstairs with a curveball. Two balls in a strike. And in the first reached here in this frame on a leadoff single by Luca Tresh, and two batters later, Dylan Shrum gave the Naturals the lead. This one struck well into left field. That'll get down and roll near the wall. Emshoff headed for second base. Cepeda's throw not in time. It's a one-out double for Cale Emshoff, his first hit of the night. That'll prompt a visit from Cooper Johnson, the Rough Riders catcher. River Town will dig in, and if you remember back to the last time River Town was up in the sixth against Ahlstrom, Carlos Cardoza is also going to come out. That appears to be it. He points to the pen. It'll be Tyler Owens. But last time River Town came to the plate, that's when that skirmish happened. The dugouts and the bullpens emptied for both teams. But Emshoff's double will chase Robbie Ahlstrom for the game. We'll talk about Tyler Owens when we come back. It's the Riders trailing 6-5 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Owens chose the rubber against Rivertown. Runner at second base. Riders down a run. There's one chopped on the ground. Josh Hatcher at first base has it. Underhand flip. One pitch, one out for Tyler Owens. That does push Emshoff over to third base. The Riders have two gone here in the top of the eighth inning. Tyler Owens has been excellent for the Rough Riders this year, 1-0 with a 2.73 ERA. Found himself in the primary closer's role for the Riders. Six saves this year for the right-hander. Here's Shervin Newton digging in. And he shoots one foul out to the left side. Tyler Owens attacking with a fastball cutter splitter mix. That fastball reached triple digits, 100 miles an hour for the first time in his career. The pitch home. This is downstairs, and we've seen a number of 100s from Owens over the last couple of weeks. And he's really leaned on that splitter as a go-to out pitch. 1-1 on its way. And it's called a strike on the outer edge, and Owens hops ahead, a ball and two strikes. Newton today 0-for-1 with a ground out to third base. That was his last time up. His other two trips, he's worked walks but been stranded on the base paths. Pitch home. Cut on and fouled back. Tyler Owens fired up. He picks up his first strikeout. He gets a quick pair of outs. But the Naturals take the lead. It comes on a two-run homer by Dylan Shrum. Two runs on three hits. No errors and one left in the top of the eighth. The Riders do up when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Jesús Cepeda, Daniel Mateo, and Caber Rodriguez do up against the new arm for Northwest Arkansas. It's Beck Way, former fourth-round selection by the Yankees back in 2020. 24-year-old, 4-2 with a 2.11 ERA across 29 outings this year. An electric fastball that he's seen hit 102, and he rocks back the first pitch. He is 97, just beneath the zone. Cepeda takes for ball one. Way did pitch earlier in this series, coincidentally following as the pitch misses down and away. Jake Brents, who pitched earlier in this ball game for Northwest Arkansas. He went two innings, allowing one run on two hits and two walks. The pitch home just misses. And Cepeda in the driver's seat. That one run allowed as the pitch home misses outside. It goes to the backstop, and Jesús Cepeda's aboard with a leadoff walk. Daniel Mateo, who is 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, and a strikeout today, will get a shot. One swing of the bat could put the Rough Riders back in front. They trail 6-5. For Beck Way, that one run allowed came on a two-run homer by Caber Rodriguez, who stands on deck. Mateo batting from the right side, the first offering. Check swing. Didn't matter. Called a strike on the outer edge. Way is the fourth pitcher used for Northwest Arkansas tonight. Guerrero, Brents, Noriega, and now Beck Way. Ahead 0-1, the pitch to Mateo, taken, and just missed outside. Ball and a strike with Cepeda on at first base, representing the tying run. Mateo at the dish, the go-ahead run. Right-hander set, high leg kick and the pitch home. Mateo went jumping out of the way, and it's called a strike. Right on the inner edge. Mateo will have to shorten up. And a 1-2 count. Way is a big strikeout guy. 40 strikeouts and 38 and a third innings of work. A lot of that comes on the electric fastball. And at the end of June, he saw hit 102. Saw a couple in triple digits as the night went on a couple of nights ago. Spada dancing at first, and he dives back in on the pickoff attempt. Safe. Still 1-2 on the right-handed hitting center fielder, Daniel Mateo, who's reached in back-to-back trips. Right-hander kicks and fires. Swing and just caught a piece of it. It's just below the bottom of the zone. Mateo able to spoil it. Remains 1-2. Right-hander set at the chest. He rocks and fires and misses downstairs. A fastball at 98, and Mateo evens the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gabriel Rodriguez, who homered against Way earlier in this series, awaits next. Cepeda runs the pitch home. Inside, called a ball to throw. Not even close. Cepeda swipes another. Cepeda's 8th stolen base of the year. And the Riders have the tying run in scoring position. Emshoff will come out from behind the dish to talk something over with Beck Way. Way has thrown 10 pitches. Has himself a 3-2 count at the bottom of the car. Mentioned the 24-year-old originally selected by the Yankees in 2020. He was part of a trade that sent Andrew Benintendi to the Yankees. Featured 3 arms at the minor league level, and Mateo takes down and away. It's ball 4. Back-to-back walks issued by Way, and the Riders have 2 aboard with nobody out for Caber Rodriguez. And Zach, this feels eerily similar to what we saw a couple nights ago. Caber Rodriguez came up with 2 on. Daniel Mateo, who's at first, ended up getting picked off, and then Caber Rodriguez delivered what would have been a game-tying home run. Instead, it was a 2-run shot against Beck Way.
Well, now it's just a 1-run game, so if anybody can stay on, you're looking at a pretty good situation. And what's really good for Caber, he's facing a righty now as well.
Right-hander kicks, Caber squares to bunt, and he offered at it, trying to pull it back last minute. The first baseman, Shrum, came crashing down from first base.
Luke, we mentioned earlier he's hitting just 174 against left-handed pitching this year. 277 against righties with a 769 OPS if he does choose to swing away here.
He squares to bunt. First baseman crashing the pitch home, and Rodriguez fouls it off to the left side. So likely in a 2-strike count, he'll swing away here. Caber tonight is 0-for-2. He has worked 2 walks, scoring a run in the 3rd inning, and drove in a run with his walk in the 6th. Way with the ball pinned to his back. Now comes set at the chest, and Rodriguez asks for time. Liam Hicks standing on deck. 2 on with nobody out. Caber Rodriguez trying to get the runners over with a bunt, but couldn't get it down. Now behind 0-2. The right-hander kicks the pitch home. Swing and a miss. He got Rodriguez to chase, and he's down on strikes for the first out of the bottom of the 8th. First strikeout for Beck Way. And here comes Liam Hicks. Aysel Cepeda at second base represents the tying run. The go-ahead run stands at first. And Daniel Mateo, both reaching via the free pass. Bit of a pull side shift on with the left-handed hitting DH today, Liam Hicks. The right-hander's offering misses downstairs for ball 1. Hicks today has reached on 2 occasions, once with a single, once with an error. He's 1-for-4. He also has an RBI. That came on his ground out to short, his last trip up. As he shoots one down the left field line and twisting into the seats, a foul ball. 1-1 the count on Liam Hicks. Hicks, he found himself with a bit of a power surge in the month of June. Sitting at four homers. He's been a contact sort of hitter over the course of the year. Tough to strike out. Puts the ball in play. And a lot of looping line drives over the infield for base hits. The 1-1. Hicksy takes. It's called a strike on the outer edge. A changeup from Way. Ball and two strikes. Cepeda at second, Mateo at first. The 1-2. Swing and a chopper on the ground. That'll sneak into right center field. Cepeda getting the wave. He'll score standing up. We've got ourselves a brand new ball game. Liam Hicks comes through in the clutch. An RBI single, and we're knotted at six. Mateo over to third base, and the Riders have him cornered with one gone and a chance for Cody Freeman to give the Riders a lead. There's the light stretching going on in the right field pen. Nobody up and throwing quite yet for Northwest Arkansas. So Cody Freeman will go toe-to-toe with Beckway in the first pitch. Runs a bit inside for ball one. Freeman today 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. Wayne lifts and fires. And he gets a called strike on the outer edge. It's very rare as of late that Cody Freeman's been held without a hit. The 1-1. Chopped up the middle. The second baseman, Bass, has it on to Newton for one. His throw to first is in time. 4-6-3 goes the inning-ending double play. But the Riders strike for a run. It comes on one hit. No errors, and they leave one stranded. We head to the top of the ninth inning. And an even ball game, six apiece on the Riders Baseball Network. And when we come back, Zach Bigley takes over on the mic.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top nine, Tyler Owens back on the hill for the Rough Riders, and Frisco has tied the game. Back and forth we go in what has been a really fun series finale here in Frisco. Javier Vaz, Peyton Wilson, Gavin Cross, top third of the order, tied at six. Owens came in, got the final two outs of the eighth inning. He deals home to the left-handed batter. Vaz takes down and in with a fastball at 97, 1-0. Vaz 1-for-4 with a three-run homer in the fourth inning. All six runs have come on three home runs for Northwest Arkansas. The pitch on the outside corner. Cutter for a strike. 1-1. Six runs on eight hits apiece for both teams. 1-1 is grounded up the first baseline and foul. One ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders led at one point in this game 3-0. Northwest Arkansas put up four in the top of the fourth inning and took a 4-3 lead. Riders came back to take the lead themselves in the bottom of the sixth inning, scoring two runs on a bases-loaded walk and an RBI ground out, and then Northwest Arkansas go-ahead two-run homer from Dylan Shrum in the eighth. And Liam Hicks tied it with an RBI single in the bottom half. The pitch, Matt Simmers low and outside with a cutter. Two balls and two strikes. Riders will have 4, 5, and 6 due up in the bottom of the ninth. 2-2. Outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Owens readies and pitches home. Fouled back, still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, the Riders will have next week off and then be back in action at Wichita Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And back here at home the following Tuesday through Sunday against Tulsa. The pitch. In the air out to center field, pushing Mateo back a couple steps. He's under it, and he makes the grab. One out here in the ninth inning for Peyton Wilson, tied at 6. Wilson 1-for-3 with the walk today. He singled to the shortstop Max Acosta in the first off of Dane Dunning, the rehabber who went 2 innings allowing just the infield single in his 2 frames. The pitch. Up and outside, 1 ball, no strikes. It's been a fun week of baseball. Really well played games between these two teams. 1-0. Down and in, back behind the plate, and it's 2-0. I guess I shouldn't say well played. It's more like close games between these two teams. Yesterday, Rough Riders fell. 10-8, they won it 2 days ago. 2-0. In the air, out to left field, deep down the line, and it's tailing foul. 2 balls and 1 strike on Wilson. Naturals won it 3-2 on Thursday. 5-run win for the Rough Riders on Wednesday. And Naturals won by 5 on Tuesday. 2-1. Up and away. 3 balls and 1 strike to Wilson. Gavin Cross waiting on deck. Riders trailing in the series. 3-2. 3-1 pitch. Drilled into right center field. Mateo on a dead sprint into the alley. He's under it. Makes the grab. 2 outs on fly balls to center field. Here's Gavin Cross. Cross 0-for-4. His fly out to right field in the fifth inning, though, took Alejandro Osuna to the wall. Former number one prospect in the Royals organization. Cross is now the number 7 prospect. First pitch. Low with a fastball at 98, 1-0. Cross a year ago struggled, hitting just 203. He's back into it this year offensively. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. Cross came in with an 8.17 OPS, well above average. Left-handed batter. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball the opposite way, out to third. Freeman's got it in the shift. Locks on to first and gets him side retired. It's a 1-2-3 top of the ninth for Tyler Owens. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Riders looking to walk it off. Tied at 6 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. We're tied at six. Alejandro Osuna, Max Acosta, Josh Hatcher do up. Beck Way back out onto the mound. And they're getting loud here at Riders Field, a crowd of over 7,600 here in Frisco. Alejandro Osuna, 1-for-4. This is the guy you want up. In 13 games of the Riders, 18 hits. Here's the windback in the pitch. Osuna takes down and in, 1-0. He's been the extra base hit machine. 9 extra base hits for the Rough Riders, including 2 homers, 5 doubles, 2 triples. 1-0 offering on the way. He takes down and in. It's 2 balls and no strikes now. So Osuna laid down a bunt base hit down the third baseline in the 5th. The pitch. He takes a strike on the inside corner, knee level. 2-1. The Riders have 3 walk-offs this season. He takes down ball 3. 3 balls and 1 strike. The pitch. Strike on the down inside corner. Osuna tossed his bat away, thinking it was ball 4. 3 balls and 2 strikes now. Slight pull side shift on the infield. Payoff pitch. He swings and misses. Strike 3. Got him with a slider at the bottom of the zone. Osuna down on strikes, 1 away. Max Acosta now, he's 2-for-4. Acosta, a 2-run single in the 3rd. He's since grounded out to 3rd and short. 6-6 ball game, bottom 9, 1 out, bases clear. Way delivers, way outside, missing with a slider, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. If we do go to the top of the 10th, it'll still be Tyler Owens. 1-0. Down and out. 2 balls and no strikes. There's nobody loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen, though there is action out in Northwest Arkansas's pen. It appears to be Ryan Brady, who got the save last night, recording the final out. And he just threw 6 pitches. 2-0 pitch. Acosta, big swing and a miss on a slider elevated. Out in front on it. 2 balls and 1 strike. You're okay with that swing and a miss. A big rip on a fastball count. He gets a slider. Josh Hatcher on deck. 2-1. Down and away, 3-1. Way has gone 3-1 to back-to-back hitters. He came back to strike out Osuna. He readies here. 3-1. Over for a strike. Another fastball count slider, pouring it in there. Riders only have one walk-off homer this year. It was from Josh Hatcher back in April against Amarillo. Payoff pitch on the way. Outside, ball four. Winning run aboard. Here's Josh Hatcher. Hatcher has the walk-off home run on his ledger. 1-for-3 today with a single in the sixth, the walk in the seventh. Tied at six, bottom nine. And Beckway wants a new ball. The catcher, Emshoff, going out into have a chat. Going to talk over Josh Hatcher. Hatch in this series now 7-for-20. He has a double. He's driven in a run. A ball in the gap has a chance to score Acosta. They're shading him to pull, so a big gap in left center field. One out. Acosta runs the pitch. It's a strike. Throw down to second. Not in time. A gutsy steal for Max Acosta, and the Rough Riders have a man in scoring position with a chance to win it. Acosta with his second stolen base today, his 16th on the year, and they intentionally walked Josh Hatcher to face Cooper Johnson. So they put Hatcher aboard, and they now have the righty-righty matchup on Johnson, who has a double today, but it was against a left-handed pitcher. He's been much better against lefties this season. 6-6 ball game, bottom half of the ninth inning. Cooper Johnson bats against Beckway with the winning run at second base. Hatcher doesn't matter at first except for a double play. Offering in. Johnson whacks it into left center field. Cross going back. He's back at the warning track. Reaches out, and it's over his head. Acosta comes around. Riders win it. Cooper Johnson plays the hero, and the Riders fly into the All-Star break with a walk-off win. 7-6 the final. They're running all over the field. They end up in shallow right. They're tearing the jersey off Cooper Johnson, and the Riders celebrate into the All-Star break. A walk-off winner for the Riders. Gavin Cross got a terrible read on that fly ball in left center field. It just kept carrying on him. And Cooper Johnson ends up with a walk-off base hit. Oh, man. There was no way that ball should have gotten over Gavin Cross. It just kept carrying and bounced up over the wall for a ground rule double. Riders win it. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
What a way to end the series. The Riders split the series with Northwest Arkansas. The Naturals lose this final game 7-6 on Cooper Johnson's walk-off double. He's the hero tonight. The Riders win it 7-6. It's 7 runs on 9 hits and no errors for Frisco. For Northwest Arkansas, 6 runs on 8 hits and a pair of errors. The Rough Riders get it done. They head to the All-Star break. Winners in the final game. Game number 87 on the year is in the books. I'll have to wait a bit for game number 88. It'll come on the road. We'll talk about that a little bit later in this post-game show. You look at the overall performances in this one. Tyler Owens earns his second win. He's 2-0. Beck Way takes the loss. He drops to 4-3. Cooper Johnson, the hero offensively, but when you look in the stat sheet, you can see a couple standout performers. Liam Hicks provided a pair of RBI, scored a run on 2 hits. Max Acosta went 2-for-4 with 2 RBI and added 2 more runs scored. And then Cooper Johnson picked up the final multi-hit performance, going 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored, including that RBI double to walk things off. The Riders take it 7-6. Fireworks to come after the impressive showing offensively. They win the back-and-forth affair. The Riders jumped out ahead early in this game, scoring in the second inning, where Max Acosta was able to come down to score on an RBI ground out by Haysel Cepeda. They added 2 more in the third to take a 3-0 advantage on a 2-run single from Max Acosta. And then Northwest Arkansas led off the fourth with a solo homer from Josh Lester. Then a 3-run homer later in the frame by Javier Vaz propelled them out in front 4-3. And the Riders came back. They took the lead in the bottom of the sixth, scoring 2 runs. They came on an RBI walk drawn by Caber Rodriguez and a ground out to shortstop that produced a run for Liam Hicks. The Riders then led it. And then in the top of the eighth inning, it was Northwest Arkansas who scored 2 on a 2-run shot by Dylan Schrum to give them a 6-5 lead. The Riders got 1 in the bottom of the inning to tie it. That came on an RBI single by Liam Hicks to knot things at 6. And then you saw it. Cooper Johnson delivers the final blow. The Riders head to the All-Star break. Winners taking this one 7-6, splitting the series 3 games apiece against the Royals-affiliated Northwest Arkansas Naturals. The Riders improved to 11-7 in this second half and 55-32 overall on the year. Northwest Arkansas 8-10 in the second half and a game below 500 overall at 43-44. More fun to come here in the coming weeks. The Rough Riders headed for the All-Star break. We'll talk about what's next after the All-Star break when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders head to the All-Star break. Coming off a 7-6 thrilling victory, Cooper Johnson, the hero tonight, with a walk-off RBI double. In the bottom of the ninth inning, they take it 7-6 to split the series. And the Riders will enjoy a few days off before getting back in action on Friday on the road in Wichita against the Twins-affiliated Wind Surge. That a three-game set running Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then the Riders will take their Academy Charters bus back here to Frisco. And they'll have a six-game set with the Los Angeles Dodgers affiliate, the Tulsa Drillers, the first meeting between those two teams this year. That begins on Tuesday and runs all the way through Sunday. It's a week that will have some fun nights, including Military Appreciation Night on Friday the 26th, Corny Dogs with the North Texas Fair and Rodeo on Saturday the 27th, and then round out the weekend with a night about nothing, where Jay Peterman from Seinfeld, the actor John O'Hurley, will be in attendance for that one. Fireworks, all sorts of fun stuff coming up over the next couple of weeks at Riders Field. That series against the Tulsa Drillers, but in the meantime, the Rough Riders will enjoy a couple of days off for the All-Star break and then head to Wichita to take on the Wind Surge in a three-game set. That wraps us up. The Rough Riders get it done tonight, 7-6. Cooper Johnson, the hero, with a walk-off double in the bottom of the ninth. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bibley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for hanging out with us not only tonight, but over the course of this entire week. The Rough Riders and Naturals split the series three games apiece. They're headed for the All-Star break.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!